Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. I just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. God is good, and he's truly, truly worthy to be praised. Let us start with a word of prayer, please. Kind loving Father, we thank you ever so much for who you are, all that you have done. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins, our transgression, our iniquity, and cleansing us of all unrighteousness. We are so sinful, Lord. But you loved us so much. You said while we were dead in trespasses that you died for us, you came for us. You said we love you because you first love us. You showed the example. You showed us the way. You showed us the love and that you were selfless in all you're doing, teaching us to be like you. Help us to be obedient. Help us to be more like you, that our character will be changed from sinful to righteous, holy, that we may be set apart for your holy purpose on this earth. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel, and help us to teach others to truth and to point them to you. Again, bless each and every one that's on the prayer line, those that will be joining us, those that are joining us via the internet. We just want to welcome them, and we want to thank you for them, that they're present here is very important as we come to study, to learn, to testify of your goodness, and to tell of your power and how you have wrought us to another Sabbath, through another week, to come and sit at your feet, to rest, to encourage each other, to pray, and to just give you thanks for your many blessings. Bless our children and our friends, our neighbors and our family in a special way, even the speaker when he come at the appointed time. Fill him with the Holy Spirit that he may speak a word rightly from you. We thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. God is truly good, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. So I'll just share this reading. It says, return to the Sabbath day. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall come no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Let me see. This is taken from Isaiah chapter 52, starting at verse 1, if you want to join in the reading. I'm sorry, Isaiah chapter 52. Starting at verse 1, and I will start over again. So it says, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, and put on thy beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth thee shall no more come in thee, the uncircumcised and the unclean. Verse 2. Shake thyself from the dust, arise, and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the band of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus said the Lord, ye have sold yourself for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus said the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian press them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, said the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Verse 6. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that said unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Hallelujah. So God reigneth, brothers and sisters. He is alive and well, and he is watching over the affair of his people. And he's seeing if any is doing good, if any is seeking him, because he is soon to come. And he wants us to be ready and prepared. So may the Lord truly help us, that we will surrender all to him, and that we will worship God in spirit and in truth, so that we can be set apart and holy to do his bidding, to do the work that he has called each and every one of us to do, brothers and sisters. This is high time. We are living in the last days, and Jesus is soon to come. So let us be prepared. Let us be ready. And again, blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you. And we know Sabbath day is a special blessing day, and God draw closer to us even on the Sabbath day. So thank you for joining. Please press 1 if you would like to share a testimony, scripture reading. If you would like to pray, you can also press 1. Amen. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. We're all family here, and we know that iron sharpeneth iron. As we come on, we want to encourage each other. We want to just share our testimony and the goodness of God in our lives. So press 1, please, if you would like to share. 518-482. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Kyra, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to everyone who is online tonight, this evening. We pray that God would bless us as we talk or bring our little thoughts or a little encouragement on this line to each other. Sister Kyra, you know I like to sing, so I have to sing this song because I heard you were saying, wake, oh, wake, for the night is coming. So I have this song. It's 197 in the church in our hymn book, and it says, wake, awake, for the night is flying. And we know
Amen.
That the time is flying. Yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm going to sing that song to begin. I had a wonderful week, and I thank God for his watch care over us. And there's so much to be thankful for. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving, you know, togetherness, the family, and that is good. So I'm going to sing this song, Wake, Awake, and I might be singing all the verses because it's 3 verses, but I would just sing the 2. Wake, awake, for night is flying, the voicemen on the heights are crying, awake, Jerusalem, arise. Rise up with willing feet, go forth. It's midnight, solemn hour is tolling. His chariot wheels are nearer rolling. He comes, prepare ye virgin ones. Zion, hear the watchmen singing. Our heart may keep us for the bridegroom. If he wakes, he rises from our glory. Rise up with willing feet. Go forth to bridegroom me. Alleluia. No patient, bear through the night your mountain light. Speed forth to join the marriage rite. Lamb of God, the heavens adore thee, and men and angels singing before thee. Rise up with harps and cymbals soon. By the pearly gates in wonder, we stand and feel the voice of thunder. that echo round thy dancing throne. No patient ever born, no ear had ever called such bliss and joy. We raise the song, we flatter the throne, to praise the angels all alone. And yes, I would like to sing this other song. It says, Christians, seek not yet repose. Cast thy dreams of ease away. We are in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. It says, guard your heavenly armor on. Don't put it there. Wear it every night and day. Ambushed lies the evil one. Watch and pray. Hear above all, hear thy word. Him thou lovest to obey. Hide within thy heart his word. Watch and pray. And my dear brothers and sisters, if we do not hide God's word within our hearts by memorizing it, if you haven't started, we need to start now, because I don't know how many of us can retain. I know I can retain nothing now, but what I've learned, it's there. We have to keep God's word in our hearts, because when that time comes and we are left alone and we cannot meet in like fashion as we are reaching now, we have to have God's word in our heart. Watch as if on that alone hung the issues of the day. Pray, pray that help may be sent down. And all we have to do is to watch and pray. We are living, we are dwelling in the grand and awful time, in an age of ages falling, to believe in his sublime. Hark, the waking up of nations glad, and make up to the fire. Hark, what sound is his creation, groaning for latter day. And the second verse is, Christian, rouse and arm for conflict. Nerve thee for the battlefield. Bear the helmet of salvation and the mighty gospel shield. Let the breastplate be peace be on thee. Take the Spirit's sword in hand. Fearlessly go forth then in Jehovah's strength to stand. Christian, rouse. Fight in this warfare. Cease not till the victory won. Till your captain loud proclaimeth, servants of the Lord, well done. He alone who does is faithful, who abideth till the end, hath this promise in the kingdom and the eternity to spend. And with these, I would close by giving us a few of God's precious promises from God's word. In Isaiah 32:17, one of the promises that we have there, and these are some of God's precious promises to us that we can memorize. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Isaiah 32:17. Then one of my favorites, another of my favorites from Isaiah, from the book of Isaiah, is Isaiah 26:3. It says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee. And this was one of my mom's favorite verses of Isaiah 26:3. So if we keep our minds on Jesus, nothing what is happening around us, we would not be afraid, we would not feel, you know, some people say they cannot listen to the news because the news makes them feel so sick, they cannot listen to it. But we have to expect all these things as we come to the end of time. And in Psalms 119 and 165, another precious promise is, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Yes, I will lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only make me dwell in safety. And that is Psalms 4:8. And, you know, we have many other precious, God's precious promises that he gave to us. And the last one I would give you this evening is John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I hope on this beautiful Sabbath evening, as we begin to worship our Creator, that we will be blessed and we will keep our hearts and minds stayed on Jesus, and let nothing, this, you know, prevent us from concentrating on all of these beautiful promises that he has given us. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath again to all. God bless.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for coming on and sharing. May the Lord continue to bless you and strengthen you. And as you, you know, talked about yesterday, Thanksgiving, you know, may we continue to give God thanks and praise for our families and friends, and just thank him as he has blessed us, and not celebrate Thanksgiving as the world, you know, does, because we know back so long ago it was not favorable for the Indian during that time. But I just want to read this quote. The first part is someone had wrote it, but the first part is their writing, and then I'll share where it comes from. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, page 133.4. And it reads, Satan has been having a Black Friday every day for almost 6,000 years. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? And, you know, talking about today, people are trying to get a deal Black Friday shopping, and, you know, just out shopping and doing all kind of things. And we know this is Satan trying to get them to get the best deal. Some are even losing their life out there shopping and trying to get the best deal, and just being selfish. And this part is taken from Testimony for the Church, Volume 5. It reads, the enemy is buying souls today very cheap. Ye have sold yourself for naught. In the language of Scripture, one is selling his soul for the world's applause, another for money, one for gratifying base passion, another for worldly amusement. Such bargains are made daily. Satan is bidding for the purchase of Christ's blood. That means his possession, us, his creature that he has made. He shed his blood for us, you know, for the remission of sin. Continue, and bind them cheap, notwithstanding the infinite price which has been paid to ransom them. Again, it's taken from Testimonies to the Church, Volume 5, page 133, paragraph 4. And I'll go back to the line. Just want to welcome each and every one of you, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us today, and it is Sabbath, and Sabbath in the Hebrews word, it means stop. So happy Sabbath as we stop to rest, as we stop to praise God, to come together and worship the Lord and testify of his goodness, and to pray and encourage each other. 985-232, your line is now open.
Good evening. Happy Preparation Day. This is Sister Brenda. Happy Sabbath. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. And I'm sorry. And I just want to thank everybody. Thank the Lord for everybody on the prayer line. And I'm thanking for this day. We have been on this line, and we just thanking God for our morning prayer. And thanking for it and got the Friday now. And I've been so messed up just working. And then I had to rest because it took up a toll of me trying to get vertigo and dizziness. So I just thank with the David here because I sent him to school. But I just thank the Lord anyway because he's good. He's blessing me to have strength to do things. And I just thank him. I want to read a prayer. You see the world differently than we do. Please direct our attention to those in need when they do not dare to ask themselves. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank the Lord for his kind words and his wisdom for us to go by today, because this is what we're living in right now. And I just want to thank him that he leading and guiding us. And we just need that peace and compassion to all understanding so that we can, he want us to be able to go out and talk and teach and have prayer and studies with each other so that we can become more and more like him. He want us to try mm-hmm. to get to know him more. So I just thank God, and I just ask prayer for my family, Sister Carla, and I'm family on the prayer line, off and on, brothers and sisters everywhere. And I just thank you. We've been praying for you heavily, for your safe traveling, too, and you and Sister Powell, God, and the rest of the brothers and sisters. Amen. Brother John.
This is Brother John from Louisiana. Hope everyone's having a blessed day today or night, whatever part of the the world you're in right now, different times, and I want to say happy Sabbath to everybody. And just want to give God thanks and praise, and just want to give thanks to his prayer line, too, and our brothers and sisters. And just hope everyone have a blessed one. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for coming on and sharing and being a part of this prayer line, and just listening and learning and growing as we all should rightly be growing more and more into the likeness of our Savior and having Jesus' character. So thank you for joining us, and blessed Sabbath to you and your family. I'll go to the next caller. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. 225-337. Your line is now open. Be on mute, Sister Leola. Okay. I'll have to come back to her if we have time. 843-206. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for opening my line. Praise the Lord. I'm just so grateful for another precious Sabbath evening, and I'm so grateful to be here. I thank the Lord for bringing me through another week safe and sound. I'm so grateful that he has given us myself and my daughter safe travel and mercy to and fro. And I'm just grateful that he provides our every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So all praise and honor and glory goes to our Lord and Savior, through Jesus Christ. And I'm just thanking him and praising him for today. And I definitely have a Bible verse I would like to share, Psalms 121, verses 1-8. Amen. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, and the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. Verse 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. So I'm just so grateful to the Lord that we are able to spend time with him, and we are able to spend time with our families and our children, and I'm grateful for this prayer line. So I do have a prayer request, my beloved, and I would like to lift up Sister Pat, and I also want to pray for you, Sister Carla, and your children, Nicholas and Amanda. We always pray for you on the prayer line in the morning, Sister Brenda, Brother John, Sister Leola, Brother Ray, and their family, Sister Powell in Jamaica and all of her family, and Sister Stephanie and KJ and Kasha, Brother Rick, Brother Ricardo, and his wife, Sister Samantha. So Brother Eli and also his mom, Rose, and his friends at the Daycare program. And I'm also asking for prayer for my mom, Darcy, and for my family and children. So thank you so much. I love you all, and I hope you have a blessed and beautiful Sabbath. In Jesus' name, I love you all from the heart. Amen. Love you, sister.
Amen.
Thank you for opening. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for coming on and sharing, and good to hear you whenever you can make it on. And thank the Lord for knowing that you and your family are doing well by his grace, God's amazing grace, the children. And, you know, the sun shines on the just and the unjust. He loves us all, and he wished that none will perish, but all will have everlasting ways, that we will turn from our wicked ways to serve him. And that's the best decision that we can ever make, to turn and give our will, our wants, our need, our desire to God so that he can approve it or disapprove it or tweak it a little bit. So we know we serve a mighty God who knows and he sees everything, and he is concerned about our affair because he loves us. He wants the best for us. So I'm going to the next caller. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 857-505, your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath, my beloved brothers and sisters. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's a merciful God. He's an awesome God. He's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. And Sister Carla, my dear sister, I would like to for praying for me because I'm very grateful. I'm so grateful, and I have a prayer request, Sister Carla, today. My prayer request, Sister Carla, is to lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, my mom needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Carla, please lift up individuals in prayer. And Sister Carla, my dear sister, don't forget to lift up Sister Sabrina in prayer. I'm lifting up Sister Sabrina in prayer. I don't know how you spell her name, but Sister Tamika will Sister Tamika will text it to you. Yeah, pray for Sister Sabrina that she will work on Brother Javel, because you know, Sister Carla, Brother Javel has been rude to me, so please pray for Brother Javel and pray for Brother Javel that God will how you say that, Sister Carla, that God will give him a loving heart, that God will give him a humble heart. I don't know, Sister Carla, can Sister Miola read that scripture too of Colossians 3 verse 12 verse 16, if she's on. Sister Miola, I don't know, can she read
okay,
that
we
one?
Will see,
Colossians 3.
We will see.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Eli. He's always concerned about Brother Javel. Brother Eli, you have to surrender him to God, and you know, in due time, we pray that his heart will be surrendered, and that the Holy Spirit will lead him, and that he will give his heart to God, because we can't be stressed or worried so much about others that it affects us, because it will affect you. And we want you to just pray for Brother Javel, and don't, you know, listen to things if he's saying, you know, things that are not so nice, or he's acting in a way that's not Christ-like. We want you to not be in his surrounding or his company. and just surrender him to God so that God, if his brother JaVale will, that God will change him and make him into, you know, a Christian or have a good heart. So thank you for joining us, Brother Eli, and may God continue to bless you and your family. And now I will open the line for 518951. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. And dear, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this line, I can say to you, thank God for this blessed Sabbath day. God have given us this Sabbath that we will rest. And just to focus our mind upon the goodness of him and all the things that he has done for us. He has been provided for me, and I do know that he has been provided for you guys over in United States. Although the weather is not that great, but he is there to carry us through. I just want to thank God because what he has done, what I have seen, especially in the to this season, the weather, climate, you know, I have experienced, you know, a lot of rain, raindrops flooded and flood in some of the various parishes and the roads. I have heard many, many distress of, you know, murder, killing. I have felt and saw actually was in an earthquake, the last earthquake that had passed. And God had carried me too and carry us too. And I just want to give God thanks. I thank God for his words that he told us that all these things will happen. We must not be worried. We must not be dismayed. All we have to do is to look upon him because he is the author and the finisher of all things, and he can do all things. And if we faithful, he will carry us too. So I just want to thank God for it. Thank God for the work, his words, and also thank God for his work. And my dear beloved, when I read, oh, God was so good, while he was on earth, everywhere he go, every community he goes, multitude upon multitude follow him to listen to his word. I saw he healed the sick, the blind, the lame, and always bring comfort to others. I have been experiencing some of these things, my dear beloved, even the little babies. I remember last July while I was here, there was a lot of little babies in the community who was blessed. They were, you know, came to church, his mother took them, and they were blessed. And this year, actually, you know, I have to say it seems like, you know, these children is just running with them. When you look at little ones in the arms of their mom, and when you look, oh, they're walking, they're talking, you know, and, you know, it brings joy to my heart to see the goodness of God and what God has been doing. So I just want to thank God for that. I thank God for your prayers that you have been praying for me. I thank God for the project. My dear, we have been blessed with the clothes giveaway this week. We have quite a few mothers expecting mothers, you know, came in and received the gifts of, you know, newborn with your you. The Lord have been blessing us, and we have a lot of supplies there for the newborn and mothers. We are here pointing them to Jesus Christ and giving them books to read. So I just want to give God thanks and asking my dear beloved prayer line, brothers and sisters, our project that is here, continue to lift us up and to allow souls, you know, to come to join you, not because of what they have been receiving, but receive God's word and following God's command. And, you know, I am just enjoying the goodness of God. and just to give him thanks and praise. So please, Sister Carla, continue to lift my heart, lift up our project together all over. I am focusing my mind upon Belize, when few years ago you was at Belize, and also carrying the mission at Belize. Pray that all these little projects, you know, that we will be strengthened and our voice will be heard by presenting some of these little tracks and these little help for this country. I remember the Philippines, you know, that the message was going in the Philippines, project started, and, you know, all these things, and all Africa and Guyana and everywhere that we really prayed for and helped. So continue to lift us up so that we will do the work that God wants us to do. Continue to pray. I'm not praying this evening for family or what we can get. I just want to give God thanks. Jesus' name we pray. Happy Sabbath. Amen.
Amen, amen. Rightly said, Sister Powell. Thank God for the ministry that you've been doing for so long there in Jamaica. God is truly good, and he will continue to supply the needs for you and for the people there that you're ministering to. And, you know, it's just bring joy to my heart to know that you are still strong. I believe you're in your 80s and still going strong because God has blessed you, and he will continue to bless you as you do his work. And, you know, just last Sabbath, I was out with a group feeding the homeless in Knoxville, and this Sabbath we'll be going to Nashville, and it's a blessing to go out and pray with people and just talk to them and encourage them, because these people won't set foot in a church, but we are the church, the people. Amen. Yes, we are the church, and we ought to go and minister to people like how you do it in our community and like we did in Louisiana in June, and just continue to pray for them. Many of them are tears coming to their eyes. We're giving them food, blankets, and clothing, and just a comforting and cheering words to let them know that they are precious and Jesus loves them. So thank you for sharing. Do you have a moment to pray? Do one of the a second prayer. We already did two prayer. Would you be able to do a prayer, Sister Powell?
Yes, on amen. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Sure, Sister Carla.
Amen. You can go ahead now. All right.
All right, my dear beloved, let us kneel or bow. If you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before you this moment to give you thanks for this blessed Sabbath day. We want to thank you for our brothers and our sisters who join on this line to share the testimony and to bring joy to you and to give praises to you and to bring glory to you for what you have done, Lord. You have done great things. Word cannot express what we have saw your handiwork, dear Father, through every one of your children on this line, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for providing, protecting us, sustain us, Lord, for giving us health and strength, Lord, and also providing your words to encourage us, to let us know that we must not be worrying. We must cast all our burden, our care on you. We thank you for the blessed Sabbath day of rest, Lord. We thank you for the love that you have placed in the heart of us, Lord Jesus. We are serving you and carrying out your work, Lord, in the community. Father, for those who do not know you, as my dear sister has said, Lord Jesus, that some of your children who are out there will not be able to come into the sanctuary, but we have to reach out to them. So we thank you for the work, the ministry that is happening all over the world, dear Father, and even in our own little community, and the love that you have extended upon each individual so that they will see to know that there are broken-hearted out there, there are sick out there, there are people out there who want to hear about you. Help us that you will be with us and we will be willing vessels to do your will, Lord Jesus. You said if we do not carry out your work, dear Lord, you will raise the stone so that the stone will do your work. But dear Heavenly Father, this Sabbath, we just want to thank you for our Advent prayer, brothers and sisters. Lord, even the little children, dear Lord, that we pray for, Lord, even those, dear Lord, under the bridge, dear Lord, even those, dear Father God, who do not know you, but when they heard you, dear Lord, they were able to bring a little donation, Lord, to the table, Lord Jesus, and not looking on how much is the donation, but looking on their heart that it was moved and it was touched, so that they know that God said he will provide, and if you give your last, he will multiply your and supply your needs. So we want to thank you for everything. Lord, continue to bless each one as they lift up their prayer requests, Sister Tamiko, Lord, with her family members, Brother Eli, Lord, with his family and his friend, dear Lord, Sister Carla, Lord, Sister Cantinelli, the requests, you know, every request, the silent requests, Lord, Sister Barnaby, Sister Brendan, Brother John, Sister Leola, and her family, Brother Ray, and Nicole, dear Father, Sister Stephanie and her family, Brother O'Neill and his family, dear Father, our young children, Nicholas and Amanda, dear Carja and KJ, dear Lord, all of our little children and grandchildren, our church family, dear Lord, our leadership. We lift everyone to you, the silent requests, Lord. We place it at your feet, dear Father. Those from Netherlands, those from Africa, those from Asia, Germany, upstate New York, dear Father, Louisiana and Tennessee, Lord, and all over who are watching you, and also the unspoken requests, dear Father. Heavenly Father, we present the speaker this evening to you, Lord. Use him mightily that the fresh bread from heaven will come and flow, and that the Holy Spirit will abide in each one of us heart, and we will be reformed, reject, and also receive your word of truth, so that we can settle in the truth and we can hold you, Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's the Creator who is coming back soon. So help us that we will all be ready, dear Lord, that on that great day, Lord, Advent family, dear Jesus, we will sit on that welcome table with our Father, Jesus Christ, and we will look upon his face, and we will cheer, and we will be happy, happy evermore, that we will be with him forever. Continue to bless each heart and pour your spirit. Again, we pray in Jesus' loving name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that prayer, and thank you for the work that you're doing in the name of the Lord, that he will continue to bless it and supply your need. And now as you gave that charge about going to Belize, I'm going to, along with everyone else, to pray that the Lord's will be done, and, you know, we'll, that next year, if it's his will, that we'll make plans to go, because we know there's people, souls that needs to be reached, and medical missionary training and encouragement that needs to take place in all these countries, and, you know, to encourage the people. So praise the Lord. Thank you again. And I just want to thank everyone that's joining us, those unspoken prayer requests, those that's on that have not said anything. We want to welcome you, Brother Lance, and many others that's on, those that are joining us via the internet. Welcome this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line, Sister Katie and her family also, and my cousin Charmaine, and many others. Just want to welcome you this evening. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. So I will, since no one else has pressed one, I will turn the line over to Brother Ricardo and Sister Samantha. And the title of the message is A Call for Repentance, Part 2. Last week was Part 1, and this right now will be Part 2. So I will turn the open his line. 786-448. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Good evening, Sister Carla. Thank you so much. Happy Sabbath.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Safe it through another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. We can come at the foot of the cross and forget about all the problems. So now we know that we have a day to our God. Amen. And in spite of your failure, in spite of your nothingness, in spite of your wretchedness, as long as you see your need for a Savior, as long as you see that you are wretched, blind, poor, and naked, Christ will make you whole and say, go and sin no more. Amen? So, as my sister just said, a call to repentance. And we as Adventists, a lot of theologians out there is saying, who are in our message saying that you will never get victory over sin until Christ comes. If that is your belief, beloved, you are already lost. And I'm here to give you hope through the word of God. You know, when you come on Advent light, you're going to get the word of God. Amen? Because I am nothing. It is Christ who you must look at. Christ is your primary example. Amen? I'm just a little man that's going to guide you and to help you and to prepare you so you have a better, stronger walk with your Lord. Amen? And you get acquainted with Jesus Christ. So, beloveds, I want you to pray for me. Welcome again, first-time listener and regular members who always faithfully come on this prayer line to support this prayer line. We want to also thank you. We ask you to continue to pray, not only for us, but continue to pray for the ministry, continue to pray for everyone who come on this prayer line. And thank you so much, everyone, for your faithfulness and your dedication to this ministry. Amen. Pray and let us go eat of the word of God together. So please silently pray for me. If you never remember to pray for me, continue to pray for me because I always pray for the ministry and the names that I can remember and also cover everyone who come on this prayer line on a day-to-day basis. So let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Forgive me, cleanse me, wash me, and anoint me with your presence. Anoint me, Lord, I am sinful, I am wretched, I am unclean. But Lord, I come before your presence. As I am presenting this message to your people, a call to repentance, Lord, there's nothing good in me. I'm asking you to take full control. Fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God. Lord, as I'm going to you're going to use me to tell and to teach your people and to educate your people that we must get victory over sin. And yes, we can get victory over sin. Some of us don't believe, Lord, it is impossible for us to get victory over sin. But Lord, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Because if we cannot get victory over sin, Lord, you come in vain. And you never come and die on Calvary cross for us in vain. So Lord, we want to give you thanks. We ask you to let my brothers and sisters' mind be heavenward and clear our thoughts and our mind, cleanse them from all unrighteousness, all the things that we have said by words, deeds, thoughts, or action. Father, if any one of us on this prayer line, including myself and my wife, if we offend you by words, deeds, thoughts, or action, by complaining, murmuring, Lord, we ask you to please forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you so much for your presence. Thank you so much for granting us your Holy Spirit, which is our divine teacher, the third head of the third person of the Godhead. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Remember, a call to repentance. A call to repentance. Okay, so go with me, beloved, to Exodus 22, verse 18. Remember, we really kind of left off of Deuteronomy and was highlighting a charmer, consultant with familiar spirit, wizard, necromancer, and the rest, an observer of time, enchanter, and witch. So we're just going to read Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. What the Lord have to say about a witch? The Bible said, Exodus chapter 22, verse 18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Even though this person done what is evil in the sight of the Lord, which God called these practices an abomination, but God is merciful and he's loving to each and every one of us. He wants us to repent. True repentance, deep repentance. We cannot come to God, beloved, in these last days and just doing a shallow repentance. We have to be specific with God. Come clean to God. It's not like when you come to your brother and say, you know, my sister, my brother, you know, I forgive me, I have said this. Beloved, you have to come to God and be real. Be specific. Come clean. Amen? Go with me to Micah chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. So God wants to take the witchcraft out of our hand, the soothsayer, and the Ouija board, and the tarot card, and the crystals, and all of these things. Astral projecting, meditation, yoga. A lot of Christians practicing these things. Practicing yoga, you are inviting the Kundalini spirits, the Cobra spirits, up in your spine. And these things is not of God. To open up your mind and empty your mind. God never tell you to empty your mind. God tell you to fill your mind with his word. Go with me to Micah chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. And I will cut off witchcraft out of thine hand. These are the things that many practice with the hand, right? And I will cut off witchcraft out of thine hand. And thou shalt have no more soothsayers. Thy graven image also will I cut off. And thy standing images out of the midst of thee. These are the things that people make gods, put before God. And thy standing images out of the midst of thee. And thou shalt no more worship the work of thine hands. Many people worship their car, their house, their furniture, their job. God will take it away from you. Amen? So we have to repent. Some of us, we love our car so much, somebody even lean up on your car, you want to beat them up. You get mad. Get out of my car. Some of us, we even love our grass so much. I don't say you must not take care of your grass. But if you have a gun, you want to shoot that person off your grass. These things are idols. Are you with me, beloved? God said, give unto us, but if we love them so much that we want to hurt somebody, it is your God. And you're an atheist because God is not your God. These things are your God. Amen? Now, God is calling his people away from all these practices to repent of their sins before the time is too late, beloved. So we have to repent. We have to call sin by its right name. What is it that blocking you? What is it that hindering you? What is it that taking up your time to spend time with God? What is consuming your time? Is it TV, social media, Facebook? These are your gods. And you need to repent. And you need to cry out to God and say, Lord, remove these things. Because if these things is in your way, Christ cannot, he can forgive you. But forgiveness and make you whole is a total difference. To make you whole means you're going to say, sin no more. You are whole. That means you are perfected in Christ. You will never sin again. And this is what we are aiming for. Are you with me, beloved? Go with me to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. Many Christians are practicing these things, but they hide it. But beloved, they know somebody and they're doing these things. Invite them and tell them about these things before it's time too late. Amen? Can profess Jesus and you're worshiping the devil at the same time. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 21, read, regard not them that have familiar spirits. Are you hearing this? Regard them not. Don't even want to have friends with them. Even it could be your grandma, your father in the secret society. You have to cut him off. But my brother is my father. He take care of me. So what? When God tells Abraham, get from your father. And go in where I will bring you somewhere else. And did Abraham be obedient? Yes. Did Abraham question God? No. How is it that we are questioning God? How is it your parents, beloved, they are doing these things? And when God said we must separate from them, but Lord, that's my mom. That's not your mom. That's your enemy. And the Bible says, he that is a friend with the world, you make yourself also an enemy of God. Are you with me, beloved? So a lot of ministers, they're not teaching the congregation this. Oh, is your family. You must love them, but you must love them for a distance. You cannot be in their presence. Because I'm going to show you further down that because of these things, we are defiled. Listen now, same verse. Regard them not that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards. Why? To be defiled by them. Are you hearing this? If you have somebody in your midst doing these things, you are defiled. And God said, I cannot accept you. I cannot accept your prayers. Because that's why many of us, our prayer cannot answer. Because we know that our loved ones, they are doing these rituals. And we hang around them. You become unclean and filthy. You're an abomination. You are partaking of their sins. But Lord, I'm not partaking of this. That's my uncle, Lord. You still take money from them. You still take gifts from them. Everything they have is a curse. And you're bringing the accursed things in your house. That's what God tell Achan when Joshua was leading the people. God said, go to this nation, defeat them. Do not take anything out of the camp, from the camp. And Achan do. He take the Babylonian garments. He take the jewels and all of these things and hide it under the tent. And so because of that, beloved, the whole camp was accursed. His whole family. And not because of that, the presence of God leave them and the smallest nation was defeating the children of Israel. They overthrow all of these Jericho and all of these nations. But the smallest nation was just killing them left and right. And Joshua go on his knees and said, you see now, there's a time to pray and not to pray. Because if you know your family is doing this, you know must not to pray. God give you a mind, a conscience to think. Oh, Lord, you know, I'm going to ask God if I need to be around my auntie. You know, I need to ask God if I need to go over my neighbor because I know she's a witch, but she's so loving. You know, she always care candy for my children. Praying over these candies over your children, demons in your children's stomach. They start having stomach issues and all of these things. Well, let me pray and see if God, what God said. No. God said, when Joshua was praying, I said, Lord, what is going on? The people, some of our men, our best soldiers, our best skillful soldiers, they are dying. God said, get up off your feet, Joshua, and clean the camp. Clean the camp. So God is calling us to clean the camp. Repent of our sins and turn from your wicked ways. If you do not turn, God said, I will turn my face from you. And that's why some of us, our prayer not answered. How we get discouraged. We get faint-hearted. What is going on? Check yourself. What do you have in your position? Who do you have in your circle? Which family member is doing in secret society? Witchcraft and all of these things. Practicing yoga. Going to the bush doctor, bathe in bath and all of these things, with bush and all of these things, with herbs and all of these incense that you are burning in your house. You don't have God. Listen again, Deuteronomy. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31 again, beloved. Listen, regard them not that have familiar spirit. What does it mean, regard them? They even want to be around them. They even have no desire, even want to have conversation with them. Regard them not that have familiar spirits, neither seek after them. They even seek to be their friends. They even seek to even say hello to them. Unless God bring it to them to go minister to them. To be defiled by them. I am the Lord, your God. Go with me to Isaiah 48, verse 22. That's how we don't have no peace. God said, there is no peace to the wicked, beloved. And if we are practicing these things, we are wicked. But today, I'm warning you because God said, if you see the wicked man and give not the wicked man no warning, and that wicked man die in his sins, Advent light. Your blood will be upon my hand, but today I want my hands to be clean and free from your blood. Amen. Isaiah 48, verse 22. There is no peace, says the Lord, unto the wicked. But what must the wicked do? God said our heart is desperately wicked. So God give us the opportunity, Advent life, to repent and to turn from these lifestyles. So if, beloved, question, so if God is saying there is no peace to the wicked, right? What must the wicked do to have the peace of God? If God is saying, beloved, there is no peace to the wicked. When we talk about wicked, we think about those people who are robbing banks and drug dealers. No, all of us, we are wicked. Because the Bible said the heart of man is desperately. All of us on this prayer line, you know that we are wicked? Oh, yeah. Can look nice and having nice garment, but you are wicked. Until you see a need, Advent Life, for a Savior. Until you see that you are wicked, blind, poor, and naked. That you stand in need of a Redeemer. So if God is saying that there is no peace to the wicked, what must the wicked do to have the peace of God? Go with me to Isaiah. Isaiah, beloved, chapter 55 verse 7. Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 7. It's a call to repentance, beloved. We have to repent. And some of us, we are saying that, man, I don't believe that I can get victory over sin. Don't worry. Hold your seatbelt. I have verse for you, scriptures. Amen? And we're going to go over it slowly. And if you don't get it, beloved, you better go pray. And if you don't believe you can get victory over sin, well, I'm sorry to tell you, but heaven is not your home. Amen? Because when John the Baptist see, Jesus, he said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. What Jesus come to do? Take it away, you and I sin. So how is it that Jesus, we're going to be continuing in sin when Jesus comes? Beloved, fire and brimstone going to fall on your head. Are you hearing this, beloved? Fire and brimstone going to fall on our head. We have to come to the point that nothing come between me and my God. We know that sin separates us from God. We know that for all of us, we have fallen short of the glory of God. But if you are saying that I cannot get victory over sin, beloved, you are already lost. You are already lost because there is no hope for you. You can profess, you can pay your tithe, you can try to keep the Sabbath, you can do all of these things, talk a good talk and all of these things, but you are already lost. You are the most miserable man or miserable woman on this world. Let us move on, beloved. I'm not trying to bring doom and gloom, but you have to get the truth, amen? But there is hope, amen? Listen. Isaiah 55, verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way. What God said, let the wicked forsake his way. And the unrighteous man, his thoughts. So, beloved, even my thoughts, even our thoughts, God said we must even forsake the thoughts. But you can't see my thoughts. You don't even know what I'm thinking about. But sometimes our thoughts can be so evil, beloved. So God said we must what? Forsake them. Forsake these evil thoughts. Want to do evil? Forsake them, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, unto our God. For he will abundantly pardon. That word pardon, God will forgive. Bible said, now again, let's go back a little bit, and let him return unto the Lord. Even though we are doing these practices, the Bible said, let him return unto the Lord. And what God will show me, and he will have mercy upon me. Reaping what? Mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness. Now is the time for us to break up our fallow ground. Now is the time, beloved, we need to sow the seed, the word of God in our mind. So the time of refreshing, the time of the water, represent the Holy Spirit that can come and to refresh our soul. And so our thirst can quench and we can be made whole in Jesus Christ. And he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, said the Lord. Go one more step with me. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Ezekiel, beloved. So God is saying that he had no pleasure in the death of the wicked, in the death of the sinner. He had no pleasure in sinners. But he loved the sinner, not the sin. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, said the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Are you hearing this, beloved? So God is giving us the opportunity. God knows that you and I, we deserve death. We deserve the second death. Are you with me? We deserve the seventh last plague. But God loves us so much. Look at the mighty God. We serve a mighty God. Thus say unto them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Have mercy. Okay, thank you, Lord. But what is hope for me now, Lord? But that the wicked turn from his way and what? Live. No care of violent sinner you are today. God said, if you turn, you shall what? Live. But you refuse to turn. If you say you cannot get victory over sin, you are already dead. But God said, if you are willing to turn, you shall live. He said, turn ye from your evil ways, for why shall you die, O house of Israel? Turn, because Jesus is about to stand up. Turn at the light. If you don't believe that you cannot get victory over sin, go on your knees and say, Lord, show me in your word. Turn, because if you have this unbelief, you are departing from the living God. Turn, beloved. We have to turn from sin. I must turn too. The Bible says, if you hear the Lord's voice, beloved, harden not your heart to repent of your sin. As it like, we must turn. Go with me, beloved. Go with me. But no, you know what? Let us look at how we can get victory over sin before we move on. Go with me to John. I was going to go to Matthew. We're coming back. John, go with me to John chapter 8, verse 4 to 11. John chapter 8, verse 4 to 11. I want to know, beloved, I'm going to ask you the question, because some of you may have this question. Are you sure, my brother? Because every day, sometimes I get discouraged. Myself too, I'm talking to you. Sometimes I get so discouraged. Sometimes evil thoughts come to my mind. But I have to remind myself with the word of God. Do you know that when we are memorizing scripture and we are fortifying the mind with the word of God, this is how your soul can stay alive. The word of God, Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, the flesh profiteth nothing, but the words that they are speaking, they are life and they are spirit. So if you want to remain alive in Christ, you must have his what? His word. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said, you know, in John 1, 4, in him was life. In who? In Jesus is life. To know Jesus is life eternal. Do you know Jesus? So if you know Jesus, you already have what? Life. So in him was life, advent life. And the light was the light of man. Are you hearing this? Now go with me to John chapter 8, verse 4 to 11. This woman was caught in adultery. Adultery. This woman was caught in adultery. Let us see what Jesus has to say. Just so you and I, we are caught in sin. We are caught in that hack. Watch this now. John chapter 8, verse 4. They said unto him, Master, this woman, the church, you could say, was taken in adultery, in the very hack. So we catch her and red-handed. So where is the man? Okay. Jesus already see what's going on. Okay, you try to tempt me, all right? Now, verse 5, John chapter 8, verse 5. Now, Moses in the law, they're trying to bring the law of Moses to Christ now. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what says that? Do you know that, beloved, when you and I commit certain sin, if it was in Moses' day, some of us would be dead long time. You know that, right? But thank God for Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. We ain't got to carry no lamb and no goat and no ox and all of these things. But thank God for the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who come to take away you and I sin. Watch this now, verse 6. So they ask Jesus, what sayest thou? Moses commanded us, whoever commits such a crime, such a sin, must be put to death, stoned to death immediately. So they ask Jesus, so Master, what sayest thou? All right, now, Jesus, read their thoughts already. This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger, wrote on the ground, as though he had heard them not. So Jesus is ignoring them. Can you imagine Jesus is writing on their sins? Every one of them sins. Some of them even mess with this lady, sleep with this lady. Listen to verse 7. So when they continue asking him, he lift up himself and said unto them, he that without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Is there anyone on this prayer line without sin? I want to meet you. Verse 8. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Verse 9. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience. Hold it right there. So Jesus said to them, he without sin cast the first stone. When he said that, beloved, because remember, this is God speaking. When God speaks, God's word is piercing to their heart. Remember, the word of God, the Bible said, the word of God is like a two-edged sword. They're talking to the word of God. They're talking to the one who speaks to all the prophets. He said, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. So when Jesus said this word, what happened? What these words were doing to their heart? And they which heard it, heard what? When Jesus said, he without the heart, sin cast the first stone. So these words there pierce to the heart, pierce the conscience, bring up their sin to the surface. Listen. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, in other words, they are convicted by their own sin, their own dark sin, their own secret private sin, went out one by one. They are convicted. Mercy. But who can take away the shame of their sin? Who can take away the guilty conscience that we have? The one who they try to tempt. Jesus Christ can take away your guilty conscience, your shame. And we miss it. That's why we are taught we must spend a thoughtful hour on the life of Jesus. Listen again. I go back again. And they which heard it, being convicted, Jesus only said one line, beloved. Let us go back to verse 7, please. Help me out, please. Bear with me, all right? So when they continue asking him, he lift up himself and said unto them, he that without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Beloved, just this one little sentence Jesus said. And he stooped down again, started to write. And verse 9 again. And they which heard it, this is one little word, being convicted by their own sins. In other words, beloved, let us pause right there. In Psalm 61, verse 13 said, then shall I teach transgressor thy ways, their ways, their sin, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. There was a room. They were convicted, beloved, but they were not converted. The life giver, the one who can forgive their sins, the accuser of this woman, they tried to tempt Jesus, even though the sinner was there, but they tried to tempt the master who can forgive them of their sins. But Jesus would bring conviction of their own secret cover-up sin. Their guilty conscience arose, quickened, bring to the surface of their mind. They remember now what they had done in the past. So now this sin is beating them up, not knowing that Jesus can remove their sin, remove their shame. Listen again, beloved. We can't move too fast. We want to get the blessing so it can marinate, so we can sink down in our own mind. Amen? So there is hope. Don't miss the blessing. Let us sing, pass me not, O gentle to save. Amen. So when they continue asking him, he lift up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Let us go to verse 9 now. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, and went one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. So everybody standing around her, and she in the middle. In the midst, verse 10, when Jesus had lifted up himself, in other words, him stand up, and saw none but the woman. He said unto her, Woman, woman, where are those that accusers? Sorry. Woman, where are those thine accusers? Had no man condemned thee? Listen, our sin, her own sin, already condemned her. Right? But Jesus, look up Jesus now, loving Savior. She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no what? More. Jesus read this woman's heart. He see that she have a struggle. He see that, no, everyone who realize she have a struggle, they accuse her. They condemn her. They make she feel more ashamed, more feel more guilty. But he read this woman's soul. He read her heart, her heart. She said, no, man, Lord. That's a cry for help. No, man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, should I even repent, beloved? Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. In other words, Jesus made this woman whole. She's forgiven of the sin. She's forgiven of all of her sins. So it is a time for what? Repentance. A call to repentance, beloved. Now is the time for us to what? Repent. Now go one more step with me. We linger there. Go one more step with me. Go back over John 5. John 5 verse 14 and 15. John 5 verse 14 and 15. John chapter 5 verse 14 and 15. Afterward, Jesus finding him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more. Let the worst thing come unto thee. So beloved, if we are saying that we will not get victory over sin, when God forgives you, what is going on? You are cheating yourself. So you can go and sin still, continue to sin. When we are saying we cannot get victory over sin, that means you're going to say, oh, you know, I'm human. I'm prone to make mistakes. Do you know what you are doing, beloved? You are set up in yourself a failure. And you are, in another word, you are saying that, Jesus is saying that you are your father. Satan is your daddy, not me. Because, beloved, if you are saying this, beloved, then Jesus died in vain for you. This man, Jesus heal him. When Jesus forgive you, he don't only forgive you, but he heal you and also make you whole. So that's why he wants to tell you, Advent Light, go and sin no more. But how can I keep myself, Brother Ricardo? How can I keep myself in Psalms 119, verse 9? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How can we cleanse our way? Hold it, don't move too fast, lest you miss the blessing. If Jesus make us whole, right, Advent Light, how can I remain not to continue into sin? How can I not to fall? Because the Bible said in Jude 24, unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Now, what's going to keep us from not to fall? So we can get victory of our sins, so we can remain pure in God's sight, so our prayer can be answered. The prayer of a fervent, righteous man is available much in the sight of God. So how can I remain faithful? How can we remain standing and not to fall into the sins that easily beset us? Jesus said, go and sin no more. You have made whole. Go and sin no more. I have cleansed you. Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more. Let a worse thing come unto thee. Verse 15. Then that man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Hold it right there. We must, beloved, go and tell people, behold the man which have made, keep me from falling. The holy man, Jesus Christ, my sympathizing Savior, my high priest, he have made me whole. Who gonna make you whole, Israelite? Jesus made you whole, not to sin again. So you get victory over sin, make something whole, mean you fix it. No more malfunction and all of these things. Are you with me, beloved? Car is not misfire and it can't to the mechanic. You have a problem. But when you bring it from the mechanic, the car is fixed. It can go on the road, carry it from point A to point B. Are you with me? So when we go to Christ, we go down and broke down and all these things. But when you leave from Christ, he's going to fix you up and make you whole. And he's going to say, go and sin no more. So he's saying, my brother, I still don't believe you. Because yes, you're going to be tempted. But Bible says, he that knoweth to do good and do it not, it is what? It's sin. So the man, go, beloved, spread the news message. It was Jesus. Which had made me whole. Please, beloved, underline that word. Which had made me whole. I'm lingering on these things. Because a lot of us don't believe that God can make us whole. A lot of us believe that we're going to sin until Jesus comes. Well, you might as well quit Christianity, beloved, because I'm sorry. I can't tell you no better way out. What is the purpose of you giving a life to Jesus? To sin until him come? Jesus ain't coming to bring no sinner to heaven. That's why many going to say, hide us from him which have sit on the cloud. Why they are running from Jesus' presence? Because they never made the necessary preparation to work out their soul salvation with fear and trembling. They never made the preparation to work out the defects in their own character. When they see these things, they cry out to God and say, help me, Lord. Help me. Please give me strength. Beating on heaven doors with your prayer. You at work, you're driving, you're praying in your mind, Lord, please. I realize that I'm a wretched man, wretched woman. But please, Lord, I really want to make it. I do want to make it. Lord, I see some evil and uncruel and evil and hateful bird in me, Lord. Things that in me, though, Lord God Almighty, is shameful even to talk about. But Lord, save me from myself. This is true repentance when we talk to God like this. And never get weary, constantly praying until he gives you the strength. Are you with me? So now, how can we remain clean? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the word of God. What? So what going to clean me up? The word of God. So Jesus wants to wash us. Are you with me? Wash us with his word. The Bible says, wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doing. Now, go one more step with me, beloved. Romans chapter 6. I want to know if we can get victory over sin. We can get victory over sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. We're familiar with this. Verse 16 is... We're going to read all the way to 18. We're going to take our time with this one. Amen? We're not rushing, beloved, because we need to understand. If you never hear this, beloved, wake up, sit up, go wash your face and come back. Bring the phone with you or your device with you, amen? Wake up, sit up, don't sleep, amen? When you're at work, you know you're asleep on your job because you don't sleep on the clock. You know you're getting money, amen? But don't worry, that money will fade away, but your money is going to be under your foot, amen? Your money is going to be the walls. Are you with me, beloved? Your money is going to be your garments or your gold or your diamonds and pearl in heaven. Are you with me, beloved? So don't sleep on me, amen? You ain't sleeping on me, you're sleeping on Jesus' word. So wake up, sit up. All right, now go with me to Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Listen to what the Bible said. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Know ye not that ye yield yourselves servants to obey. His servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin and to death, or of obedience unto righteousness. I tell you, I'm moving fast, slow with this one. So, beloved, which servant are you? Are you a slave? Are you a servant to sin? Servant to sin unto death. Are you a servant of obedience which lead to what? Righteousness. You choose. So if you are saying that you cannot get victory over sin, that means you're already dead. Spiritually dead. I have a message coming up, beloved. White sepulcher, are you spiritually dead? In the future, we're going to come look at that. We have a lot, beloved. And also we have a series coming up with Revelation. I want you, all of you, to get the understanding of the book of Revelation, especially Revelation 14. So keep me in prayer with that one. So, beloved, let us come back. So if we are saying that we cannot get victory over sin, listen what the Bible said again. Verse 16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves, servants obey, his servants ye are owned you to obey, whether of sin unto death. The wages of sin is what? Death. Okay. Or of obedience unto righteousness. Obedience leads me to what? Righteousness. Now, watch this now. Verse 17. Verse 17. If we are yielding to sin, if we are yielding to the temptation, yes, you're going to be tempted. You know, the song says, yield not to temptation. Are you with me, beloved? Yielding is sin. So let us not yield to temptation, amen? The temptation will come. So let's cause an imagination and bringing every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. Verse 17, but God be thanked. What do you mean, God be thanked? Pause right there. But God be thanked. God be thanked what? That ye were servants of sin. Ye were servants of sin, meaning the past. Are you with me? No, the present, going into the future. In the past, you were servants of sin. Are you with me? But God be thanked. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy in our life. But God be thanked that you were servants of sin. But ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. So the gospel message, beloved, because remember, you hear the gospel. So how do you hear it? It being transformation in your life. In other words, faith come by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Amen. Verse 18 now. Listen. Remember now, you used to do the sinful lifestyle. Now you are in Christ. You are walking as children of light. Your conduct, your conversation, your family members see a difference. You don't go to the club. You don't smoke. You don't cuss like a drunken sailor and all of these things. You don't have attitude and all of these things. Are you with me? You're gentle, you're kind. You're meek. Are you with me? People see the difference. Watch this now. Being then made free from sin. If you are free from sin, are you going to continue sin? No, right? The Bible says, being then free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Object life. All of us, men and women, supposed to be servants of what? Righteousness. Why? Because we are obeying from the heart. That the action, we are obeying God's word. So now, so because of that, we are what? Being free from sin. Be free from sin, you mean you get victory over sin. Because you are not yielding to the sinful lifestyle. You are not yielding to your flesh, your carnal desires. So you are putting it under subjection by the help and the power of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. Are you with me? Because your body is not your home. You and I were purchased with a precious price. The price of Jesus' blood, his life, was laid down for you and I. And we are not our own. So we must not do whatever we want to do with our body. But if you are following God's blueprint, the Bible is saying that you and I, we are servants of righteousness, a call to repentance. Go back one more step with me now, beloved. Go with me now. So the law of God was made not for a righteous man, but for sinners. And you and I, we are sinners, amen? And we need the law of God. Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy, beloved. 1 Timothy. So we get the understanding. I pray that you get it, beloved. That God give us a message. I could give you more, but I like that. But you get enough so far. Let us move on. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man. The law of God never made for a what? So now, if the law of God never made for a righteous man, are you righteous? No, the law is the knowledge of sin. The law shows what we are for. The law showed you and I that we violate the law of God and we deserve death. Are you with me? But keep a finger right there. I'm going to read Romans chapter 7, verse 14. Romans chapter 7, verse 14 said, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal and soul under sin." So who is carnal and sinful? You and I, nature. The law of God is what? Spiritual. Spiritual means holy. Look at Romans chapter 7. Keep a finger at 1 Timothy. We're coming back. Romans chapter 7, verse 12. "Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy." So the commandment and the law of God and the commandment is holy, and the law of God and the commandment of God is just and good. So if many say that the law of God is do away with, why will God move something out of the way which is holy and just and good? Does that make sense? Now come back. Look at Romans again, chapter 7, verse 14. "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal and soul under sin." So if I am carnal and soul under sin, that means I need the law of God, right? That can guide me into the right path so I would not be offensive to God. I'm breaking his law, so I deserve death. Are you with me? So now we can read, so we can apply, all of us can apply 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Let's go back there again. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, "Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless." You and I, we are lawless, amen? We don't like to keep law, the law of God. For the lawless and disobedient. Who the law of God made for? Disobedient. For the ungodly. For the sinners. For the unholy and profane. Who the law of God made for? Disobedient, unholy, sinners, unholy, and profane. For murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers. For manslayers. For whoremongers. For them that defile themselves with mankind. LGBTQ. For manslayers. For liars. For perjure persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine." So now, all of us fit somewhere right here. All of us, we have broken the law of God. Even though we have even professed to walk with Christ, we need to come to true repentance. So the refreshing of the Lord can come. Are we breaking up the fallow ground? Are we breaking up the heart? So God say, "I will remove the stony heart out of your flesh." When we break up the ground, beloved, when we're about to go farm to plant the seed, you have to break up the ground to take away the stone. Because the stone caused the soil to be hardened. It's in the way. It's a blockage. So the seed cannot grow. And so because of that, the seed cannot grow. The fowls of the ear come and devour the seed. Let us move on. So now, beloved, question for you. What about those who are practicing this kind of lifestyle and don't believe that God can forgive them? What about those who are practicing this kind of lifestyle and don't believe that God can forgive them? Go with me to 2 Peter, chapter 2. No, chapter 3. My apology. 2 Peter. Chapter 3, verse 9. Second Peter, beloved. I may have little room for questions if anybody have questions. But we're coming to a close quickly, shortly. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness." Hold it right there. We see our camera, right? We don't want to read this too fast. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Pause. What is this promise? Because the Bible says God is not slack concerning his promise. What is this promise? What does God promise us? In 1 John 1:9, God says, if we confess our sins, right, he is faithful. If somebody is faithful, they are, you can always depend on them, right? Always, they are always reliable, right? So God is saying that, I am faithful. When if you confess your sins, I am faithful. I am reliable. I am willing. I am available. I am faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Not only that, listen, God wants to forgive us, to cleanse us, and not only that, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is he going to forgive us? God don't only forgive, but he's going to cleanse. If something is cleansed, it means it's clean, right? No wrinkle, no flaw, right? That means you get victory over sin. You are in a position that God can forgive you and cleanse you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, all things that are offensive in his sight. That's what we are told in the pen of inspiration. The day is coming when God people are going to search themselves and there's no sin they can find. Why? Because God only forgive them. He cleanse them and forgive them of all unrighteousness. From your youth come to this day, no sin can trace. You search in yourself, you cannot find no sin. You already seal. But you have to confess them. You have to forsake them. You have to go to God and ask, beg him on a daily basis, Lord, cleanse me. Are you with me, beloved? Does these things clear? Does these things make sense, beloved? Very clear, beloved. Simple, like 1, 2, 3. God's word is not difficult and hard. Oh, I think I did give you Matthew chapter. When you say we were coming to Matthew, go with me. Okay, let us continue to 2 Peter. I will go to Matthew. Continue to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. So we see that promise. Like God said, he's faithful, right, and just to forgive us. So now, God is not slack concerning his promise, as some men call slackness, but his long-suffering to us word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. So, beloved, can you imagine every time you and I messed up, God is long-suffering towards you and I. Go with me now, Matthew chapter. I don't know if somebody have a question or whatever, and ask, but I'm going to give you a little room, 7:48. Go with me to Matthew chapter 3, verse 1-3. Matthew chapter 3, let me go there right quick. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1-3. Okay. In those days, John the Baptist, Matthew chapter 3, verse 1-3. In those days, John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye. What was John the Baptist's message? On repentance. Saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that which spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. So when we are preparing a people, the third angel message is preparing a people to stand true unto the Lord. How can we prepare a people to stand true unto the Lord, to call them to true repentance, and to tell them that the kingdom of God is at what? Hand. This is what it means. We are preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight so he can come for his children, for his people. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. All right now, beloved, we're going to pray. We have 10 minutes we can use. Let us pray, beloved. I have more, but I don't know why the Lord, Holy Spirit, just leading me to open the lines if nobody has any question regarding how can we get victory over sin. We read the scriptures, how we can go look for more scriptures. But Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor for your goodness. You are teaching us true repentance and help all of us, each and every one of us, to apply these things and to come to the time to true repentance. A call to repentance. You are calling each and every one of us to repent. Let your will be done, O God. Let not your presence depart from us. Thank you so much for this Sabbath day. And Lord, we are all willing to die to self, to die to sin. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, Sister Carla, over back to you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. Brothers and sisters, have you heard that if you have any questions, please press 1 so that I can open your line. If you have any questions regarding repentance, you know, how to repent or how to lead someone into, you know, to repentance, let me check the line. So if you have any questions regarding that, please press 1 so that I can open your line. If you have already pressed 1 before and you spoke earlier, you have to take yourself off the queue and press 1, and then you press 1 again, and then your line will be open. Okay, I see some hands are up, but I believe one was from previous Sister Barnaby. I think it was from previous before, but 917-969, your line is now open. If you're speaking, you might be on mute. We cannot hear you. 917-969.
Hello, good evening. I have a question. My question is, if we are all forgiven of our sins, Christ is coming, and we're all forgiven of our sins based on what I understand, meaning when Christ comes, we have no sin because we have all been forgiven. That's my understanding. My question is, where does God's grace come that covers our sins?
Okay. Amen. Powerful question, my sister. So when you for that question, let me give you a little rundown. You go back to the sanctuary. You have 3 parts to the sanctuary. You have the outer court, you have the holy place, and the most holy place. In the outer court, you make a sacrifice, right? And the sacrifice, God give us specific instruction how the sacrifice must come before the sacrifice can be accepted. When you go to the priest, he said, make sure the lamb don't have no blemish, no wrinkle, or no defects, right? So now, when it's accepted, God is showing you mercy. That is his grace. So now, when the priest going to accept it, the priest, our priest is Jesus, right? Jesus is our high priest. So now, Jesus is in the gap praying for us. When we follow his words, because we are praying to the Father through Jesus' name, when we come to the Father and acknowledge that we have sinned and fall short of his glory, he's going to show us mercy. And so now, because we pray, and we, the Bible says we do not know how to pray, Jesus and the Holy Spirit going to pray for us and bring our prayer to Christ. And Christ going to pray now, fix up the prayer, addressing the prayer as if it was his, and presenting to the Father. And the sanctuary going to fill with the incense or the smoke, and God the Father going to accept it. And now God the Father now going to cover you now with his grace. Because now he's not looking at you. He's looking at his son. Because Jesus' blood, his righteousness, covers you. So that is his grace. So now he's going to preserve you. That's what the Bible says. And to him that is able to keep. So because God is now covering you now with his son righteousness, Jesus' righteousness is going to keep you. So when the refreshing come now, you're already having the grace of Christ. So when the refreshing come now, when the sealing angel, the angel are going to mark God's people. So because the grace of God is on you, the demon can see. You cannot see. God can see. God the Father. So because God have his mark on you, when the time is coming, when God going to seal you now, you cannot make mistake. You're not going to murmur. You're not going to complain. You're going to search in yourself. No more sins. Because God's grace already on you, he seal you now one more time with the Holy Spirit without measure. So now you're going to be on this earth without an high priest and never to sin like Abraham, like Jesus. Even when man is saying to all these things to you, you will never sin because the grace of God was reside upon you, and the time, because you fully mature in the righteousness, in the character of Christ, and the character is Christ fully reproducing you. No, God going to show you up. This is my child. Satan, go temper now. What do you think about Job? See, Lord, you have a protect her. See, you have put your grace on her. Go touch her now. When God says, Satan, it's your time, touch them, you're already sealed. Because with whatever temptation they're going to bring you into jail and all these things, you will never complain. What are you going to do like Paul in the jail cell? Singing, singing, my sister, amen? Does these things make sense? Powerful.
Amen. Amen. Is there any... go ahead.
After Sister Carly, if I answer her question clearly.
Yes, so her line is still open.
Did I answer your question, my sister?
I'm still in between. It's raising me another question. Is this grace, as you said, the grace covers us just after that sealing, that final sealing, or do we get the grace of God from we accept God, that as we live daily and come to him daily and learn of his word and ask for forgiveness of his sin, that daily his grace is covering us as long as we are going to him? Or is it just
Amen.
When we get to this end of time that God is just going to, grace is going to cover us and we won't sin anymore? Because my understanding is that, you know, once you accept Christ, all your sins are forgiven, but you are still subject to sin. Even at that time. That's why we have to go to him daily and surrender daily, and not a last minute. It's a lifestyle of seeking forgiveness of our sins, and not just a
Amen.
1 minute at the beginning, neither is it a 1 minute at the end when the sealing comes.
Amen, my sister. You're ready for heaven. You get the hand. You have the hand. So amen. Let me read the scripture. It said in 2 John 5:18, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Listen again. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. You cannot fall into sin because you are already born of God. And how to become born of God? By the word of God. And so because what you just give the example, my sister, you're already on your way to heaven. If you continue on this part, the grace of God, we need the grace of God now, not when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we're expecting the grace of God, so God's going to pour out his Holy Spirit and we're going to be sealed. No, we're supposed to be maturing and growing in the stature of Christ and come to a full maturity, and then God, all right, seal her, seal him. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
Any other question?
Amen. Amen. Please press 1 if you have a question regarding repentance, brothers and sisters. Brother Eli, please make sure this question is regarding repentance, my brother. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, my question is for Brother Ricardo. Brother Ricardo, is the others going? How you say that? Is the others going to be judgment for? Because God say he's going to judge the person too if the person don't do right. Because Sister Carla, tell him that. The, a person at my job is not doing right, and how you say that, Sister Carla? Tell them that judgment, because God is going to judge that person if that person don't
yeah.
do right. So
we all will be judged. So,
so I want you to write down this scripture, Brother Eli, James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. This is your duty, Brother Eli, for your co-worker or that gentleman. James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. Read, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one converteth, convert him. Verse 20, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. This is a key verse right there. Just go meditate on it, my brother, and ask God to give you tact and skill how to witness and how to tell that co-worker about the love of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I see no other hands up. The way you can raise your hand is by pressing 1 on your telephone keypad. If you press 1, then that will indicate to me that you have a question. So if you like to press 1 regarding a question, if you have a question on repentance, so I see 225-337, your line is open. You might be on mute, Sister Leola. We cannot hear you.
Me, I am. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola. I don't have a question, but what I do have, I was on earlier, and I had a request for prayer. So, Brother Ricardo, I'm asking for prayers for my sister-in-law, and I know that they need Christ, and I know that they are, you know, but she called tonight, and they said, please pray for them because she's going in the hospital tomorrow morning, and she will be receiving some care to take some, let me just leave it like that. She's going to receive something in the morning. So please lift up in prayer when you do pray. And as I prayed earlier, please lift her up when you pray. Amen. Because she asked for this prayer. So that's why I wanted to share it. Amen. But I want to thank you, Brother Ricardo, for your message, because I'm listening and I'm taking note for my life and for my my sins. And as you said earlier, you know, we all have evil and wickedness in us, and that we should be seeking God for repentance. So, yes, keep me in prayer. You know, all need prayer. So I thank you for speaking and bringing that message. Amen. Thank you again.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
To God be the praise. Okay, I will keep us, keep her, your sister-in-law in prayer, and also will keep you in prayer, my sister.
Amen, amen. And we know that also grace is God's unmerited favor. Like, we don't deserve it. We haven't done anything to receive it, but it's his love, his favor towards us. And we all, you know, have a slate that we started from. We're all on the same playing field. There's none, you know, above the other. But it's up to us to accept Jesus. It's up to us to keep in the right path, that narrow path. It's up to us to be obedient. We all, you know, he give us a choice to, you know, say, choose who you will serve this day. So we all have a choice to choose to serve the living God or to choose to serve self and be selfish, and which is the way of Satan, because he is the father of lie. He's the father of selfishness, and he wants to, you know, covet the gift, be like God. He wants to be God. So we have one more hand, and after this, we will, Brother Ricardo can close with a prayer. 843-206, good evening. Your line is open.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. This is Sister Tanika. I just want to ask, my question is, how do we lead someone into repentance if they don't know? Amen.
Okay. I will give you James chapter 5 again. Verse 19 and 20, and Psalm 51, verse 13. Psalm 51, verse 13 said, then shall I teach transgressor thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. It's God's way we're going to teach them. Jesus said, if John chapter, write this one down as well, John chapter 7, verse 17, Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. These verses, they go in hand in hand. Psalm 51, verse 13 said, then shall I teach transgressor thy ways. Whose ways? Jesus' ways. And sinners shall be converted unto thee, unto Christ. Amen? It's the word
Amen.
Of God that's going to bring the conversion. And also, you can also write 1 John 3:9. 1 John 3:9. It says, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. First John 3, chapter 3, verse 9.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika. And I just want to share this one verse before Brother Ricardo goes into prayer. And it's Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. It says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." So God's word, it shall not return void. You know, whatever he like, as he spoke things into being, his word, his promises are true, and he's a faithful God. He's not like man that he should lie. So let us strive to be amongst the 144,000. Let us strive to be faithful, holy, and set apart for his purpose and be peculiar people in this earth. Brother Ricardo.
Amen. That's a powerful one as well. Sister Tanika can write the scripture down. Okay, let us pray. For Sister Tanika, sister-in-law, Father in heaven, we give you Sister Leola, sorry.
Sister Leola.
Sister Leola.
Uh-huh.
Sister-in-law, Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise. As I present Sister Leola, sister-in-law, before your presence, please forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I present her before your presence. You know what she's standing in need of at this moment. Lord, you know the situation at the hospital that she's in at this moment, oh God, wherever she had. She's going to go into the hospital tomorrow, Lord. So I pray that you will work a miracle, oh God, that she don't even need to go to the hospital, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are the great physician. You never lose a case, oh God. So I present her before your presence. You know about her name and nature. Lord, I pray for her going out and her coming in. I pray that you may bless her laying down and raising up, oh God. You comprehend her thoughts afar off, oh God. And Sister Leola, oh God, she's striving to walk with you, oh God, to have a perfect heart, oh God. She see her need for a Savior. I'm asking you to create in her a clean heart, oh God, and do for her what she cannot do for herself because she's weak, but you are strong. I'm asking you, oh Lord, to create in her a new spirit and a willing and an obedient heart so she can follow your ways, oh God. Help her to be born again by your word, oh God. And so, Lord, help her to have a love for you, oh God, and to continue to keep you at the forefront of her heart. I pray for everyone here, oh God, Brother Eli and Sister Leola, Sister Tymiko, oh God, I pray for her as well. I pray that you may continue to keep them, oh God, and help them to have a love for you and continue to walk with you because they cannot do it on their own. Keep them, oh God, for they cannot keep themselves. As we about to depart from the phone, I pray that, Lord, your presence will not depart from each other. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I pray that you were blessed and just want you to be encouraged and remember Jesus loves you and he calls us beloved and he said we are the apple of his eyes and our names are written in his palms. And it's up to you to choose who you're going to serve from this night, this day, to surrender to God so that you can be healed, so that you can be forgiven, and that you can walk in the newness of his light. So happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. Jesus loves you. God.